You also.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, folks. Good to have you back with me. This is the Resurrected and Reincarnated show that I was doing just a year or two ago called the Living Well Guru, I believe it was called. And now it is called Conscious Wellbeing for You. And I have a secret weapon with me this time. She is my wonderful co-host, wonderfully intelligent, wonderfully sweet, and a dog lover like I am myself. Her name is Helene Burke. She's a dietitian and nutritionist. And she has a master in education and exercise science. You can catch her at healthypeople.com. That's healthy people.
Actually, you can't catch me there. I'm almost never there, actually. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm saying they can't catch me at healthypeople.com, but they could probably see a bunch of pictures.
Okay. Where can they catch you? What's your newer website?
Oh, no. I was just kind of making a joke about it because actually I'm moving. I'm in the process of moving from California to Cleveland, Ohio for just, you know, spend some quality time with my mother who's in her golden years. She's a Holocaust survivor, you know. She's from Poland, uh-huh. Warsaw. My dad is from Czechoslovakia. He's crossed over. Let's have a conversation with him, shall we? But I'm going to go spend some quality
time.
Yeah, we could actually
talk
to dogs.
Yeah. Okay, let me just explain to people what our show is about. It's still about health and wellness, as it always was before. But I have some new guest speakers lined up that you will hear from in the very near future. And just in case you don't know me, my name again is Sue Hirsch, and I'm a certified health coach and psychic medium, and I can channel your ancestors or your pets. And I am teamed up these days with a lovely woman named Helene Burke, a dietitian and nutritionist. And can you tell us how and why you became a dietitian and nutritionist, Helene?
Well, that's not a funny story. I have to laugh now, okay, but it was like it was an enormous chapter of my life. I had this eating disorder that I thought that I would have to, like, go to my grave with. I mean, it just lasted forever. And that was because everybody I knew in my family and who I was growing up with had an eating disorder. And frankly, I think mm-hmm. people still have eating disorders everywhere I turn. And I think GMOs have aggravated to that, frankly. But that's a whole other discussion on another day, probably. But I did suffer from, you know, an eating disorder that just went on and on. And, you know, in order to heal myself, I did end up writing a book. And, you know, just like I need to write sometimes to just what is the word I grope for here? It's like emote, vent. So I kind of had to vent everything through a book, and it was very helpful and a very therapeutic process for me to do that. But I've also done some, you know, radio and TV, and the way I started my profession was I was an artist, and I had no confidence in my ability to create art. And the thing, my family pushed me into nutrition, and I was a rebel. So on one hand, I wanted to obey them and make them happy, but on the other hand, I wanted to just be me. And I was so confused about who I was, but I knew that food was the center of my world. And it also was kind of like created a lot of controversy in my family because I was supposed to be gorgeous, and if I ate too much food, I wouldn't be gorgeous anymore. Oh, heavens. Oh, no. God forbid it. Right? That was the only value they put on me, right? So I was a little rebel about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I went to, you know, Case Western Reserve, became a dietitian. I still had that eating disorder, had zero confidence in myself, you know. My family, you know, my dad and my parents were both Holocaust survivors, so they weren't quite, they had PTSD, so they were not able to be there for me. And my sister, you know, that's another discussion, but, you know, We're just equal and exact opposites on this planet, okay? We can't be in the same room without fireworks. I got a phone call from her on July 4th, in fact, and we had some fireworks. And the first fireworks in 30 years, so at least. anyway, or since my dad's funeral. That's another discussion on another day. But, you know, it was all about family and food, and I think all of our, you know, phobias and our fears and our challenges begin there. And that's what makes it all common for all of us, the life, the human experience,
right.
You know?
Right. You know, that's where things start, is with our impressionable years.
And that's,
you know,
what haunts
so
us.
Start in our childhood. Yeah, exactly right.
Well, you know what I've learned about
haunting? We seem to have a caller in. Let me pick this up because I've made an offer the first caller in here. Hello, caller. You are on the air. What can we do for you?
You can talk about me. You can talk about my family. You can talk about my granny. You can talk about whatever the hell you want to talk about. But don't talk about my wheelchair. Well, do you understand that? I'm in a freaking wheelchair. I mean,
What did he say?
I am not sure, but I cut him off because people need to get to their point just a little faster. Let me try this other one. Oh, yeah, there's another caller. Let me try this other one. Hello, caller. You are on the air with Sue Hirsch and Helene Burke. How can we help you today?
Yeah. Now, everybody listen to this.
Okay, callers, when you call in.
It must be my stalker.
Yeah, I don't know. But callers, when you call in, please say hello and get to your point right away. Please no music in the beginning.
Those are saboteurs.
We really don't have time for that. The guest call-in number, by the way, is area code 929-477-3282. And we're going to need to get to your point immediately when you call in. Thank you so much.
Those are saboteurs. Listen, I was just about to talk about fear. I think fear is a fantastic topic when it comes to conscious well-being, okay? Because what I've learned about fear most recently is that's how the energies from the other side gain control, right? That's one modem of operandus is fear, right? There's another one, but fear is a big one, right? So when people are in fear,
oh, did I lose you? I'm sorry, I lost you for a minute. I think because your number popped up a second time. Okay, I'm sorry, folks. I have lost Helene. She'll have to call in again. I hope that she will call in a bit again. Now, in the meantime, I just want to let you know, please call in only if you have a question or a comment that's pertinent that you need to ask me or Helene, because we really want to be able to help you all out with health and well-being issues. And here's Helene.
Hey.
1 second. There you are. Hey, Helene. I'm sorry it dropped you.
It did drop me. I couldn't stop laughing, though, because you and I are doing this, you know, show for because it's enjoyment for us to give and to share. And
yeah.
I just was laughing my butt off. So I was having a good time. So I was getting what I wanted out of this.
Right.
Yeah, those are saboteurs, though, and you have to be ready for saboteurs in your life because those people don't go away; they just change form.
Right.
They're everywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's
in
exactly
all forms.
True.
Yeah.
Exactly true. And you know, I'm not too worried about it because I have a way of just sort of hanging up the phone here whenever we need to. So you were talking about childhood and how we form all sorts of habits in childhood. Can you speak to that just a little more?
Certainly. I was referring to the fact that we are also haunted by our memories. And part of the reason I'm going back to Cleveland is I have some haunting memories that I want to, you know, work through. And my mother and I have had a wonderful phone relationship for a while. And, you know, we've had this hot and cold, you know, nice and ice type of relationship going on. And so now, like, I think it's this golden window opportunity after me being born in Cleveland, Ohio, and moving to Southern California for the second time in my life, and I've been here for over a decade, I think. I moved out here in, 2004, and the tail end of 2003. So it's been like 13 years or so. My math skills not so good. Anyway, I've had these haunting memories, you know, and it all goes back to my childhood. And you hear these discussions on TV. I watch a lot of Dr. Phil. I mean, you know, I'm kind of a, you know, psych psychological junkie type person and an animal adorer like yourself. But the thing is a lot of the craziness and insanity that goes on in families haunts people forever, and they perpetuate it. They take it out on their animals. I think one topic I wanted to get to before the close of the show is, you know, and we could talk about it next week. Since you're going to Tahoe next week and you're not even going to be able to be here, I can actually address this issue about what to do in the heat and how to treat your animals. You know, because my dogs go crazy over organic carrots, and we keep water in the refrigerator, keep it iced all the time without the lid so all the chemicals that are toxic can escape. But anyway, going back to your other question, I know I bounce around, I'm sorry. I just have so much to talk about. Joking. But anyway, I had some haunting memories, and I really wanted to, you know, stop them. And the only way to stop them was to work through them while my mother's still alive, you know, and she has her own PTSD to deal with. I have my own PTSD, layers of it. And any of my sisters is the cause of my PTSD, the first layer of it, okay? So there's a lot to go back to Cleveland. And I've been, in Southern California for a long time, so I'm dealing with a lot now. But it all goes back to childhood. And the thing about fear is when they're unresolved, okay, people can react in fear. And fear is when negative energies can take over, because, like, you've warned me. You've been the most amazing advisor in my life. Thank you very much. And when my dog, Prince Charming, crossed over, he was 16, I couldn't have done it without you. Thank you very much, okay? You are the most amazing advisor when it comes to, you know,
oh,
really.
Oh, good. I'm so glad I could help.
You are amazing. I mean, you have given me really great messages I needed to hear on target. And I'm like, you know, I'm like cement blocks. It's really hard to move me forward because I've been burned so many times, you know, by so many people, as we all have in life. So,
right.
You know, the point being is what, again? Oh, well, when we are in fear, the negative energies like ghosts and anything that's negative out there in terms of energy, black holes, they feed on that stuff, okay? So when you are in fear and you're second-guessing yourself, you feed that negative energy in your life, and it attracts more of that in your life. So part of the, you know, conscious well-being for you, you know, you could be well, but if you're not conscious, you're not really well, you know?
Right, exactly.
So that's what you're
right.
about. You give people the messages they need to hear, and that's why I want to be your co-host, because you give the messages people need to hear. I mean, you are a true guru, my friend.
Well, I really enjoy doing it. I really get such a kick out of it. It's so much fun, and I want to make that offer to everyone listening right now. The first genuine caller who's actually a real person, not a robot or a debtor or a,
saboteur.
Call
it what it is, Islamic terrorism.
As long as you are
it's
a
sabotage.
Genuine, as long as you, the first caller in to each show, are a genuine caller with a genuine concern, question or comment, whatever it is, what I have to offer is one free life coaching, health coaching package with psychic readings, because I use my gift in all of my work. And so I have that to offer, and you can check out to see what that package entails, what it includes, excuse me, not entails, includes. It's at joyfulwellness.com. It's not the same name as the show. The show is called Conscious Wellbeing for You. That's the show you're listening to now with me and Helene Burke. And my other website where you can find the quick starter package that you'll win if you're the first caller in is joyfulwellness.com. Joyfulwellness.org. I always say .com, and it's actually .org.
Okay, you better repeat that again, because you're confusing me. Now go ahead and repeat yourself. I'm just joking with you, honey.
Okay.
I'm playing with you.
Okay.
But repeat yourself.
So
everybody can get a pen and write this down. Everybody get a pen and write this down.
Get a pen and write down joyfulwellness.org and go there and look at the services page and check out the quick starter package, because that is what you will win if you're the first caller in to any show. You will win a quick starter package from joyfulwellness.org, which is my other business.
Awesome.
And, yeah. And
hey, I hear your dog has something to say.
Yeah, apparently she does. She says that she's leaving the room now. Bye-bye, Shadow. Okay, Shadow has left the building. Well, no,
I
just,
hear about
just
people
the
and their pets crossing over, and it just rips your heart out. And you, I mean, I had. We'll talk about it some days. You know, Prince Charming came back to me as a princess. I mean, they do come back, so it's a great thing that you can connect with them here and there, whether they're here or there. It doesn't make a difference.
It, you know, sometimes it's kind of sad for me too, because I'm a very, very emotional person. And I think I may be going through, you know, the woman's change, you know, just now that,
oh, that
midlife change,
darling. It
that we
starts at birth. Don't buy into that
anyway.
Rhetoric.
Right. Okay. Well, anyway, I kind
of
thought I might.
Although I did take off a decade of my life to take care of animals, though.
Right. So I'm just very emotional too. So it's sad for me too when they've crossed over sometimes and they talk back to us, you know, through the veil, so to speak.
That's because you're a Pisces and you're water and you feel things,
right.
And you know, you have you go with the flow of emotions, and that's how you can, maybe that's how the energies communicate with you.
I think to some extent that's true, because at one point a friend took me to a home where she knew the home had recently changed hands, and she just had driven by a few times and had a funny feeling about the home, and she took me there and said, you know, I just have a funny, bad feeling about this home. And she was right, by gosh. There was a crossed over man in the up. Well, he hadn't really crossed over yet. He was still hanging on because he was just a mean dude. And he was in the upper window having, you know, started having this nasty conversation with me through the window.
And that, you know,
we
what, and
that. Out.
And, you know, that's the negative energy I was referring to, that they hang out in places where there's a lot of fear, like hospitals
and
medical offices.
And he somehow managed to get me very angry at him. And I started yelling back at him through the windshield of my friend's truck. And she had to drive us away before I'd stop this angry, loud tirade. You know,
well, they feed on that energy, you know.
They do.
They feed on hatred and they feed on anger.
Really got to me, and that's. Yeah, you really got to me, and that's like the scariest, worst thing that's ever happened to me, you know, in a psychic sense. You know, usually it's
well, get used to
like
it
that for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually it's nothing like that for me. Usually they only come back because it's love that draws them back, and if there was
well, that's
love
a ghost
in life,
that
it's
that
going
has
to continue.
Unresolved issues. That's an angry ghost with unresolved issues that feeds off human energy. They cannot feed off, you know, dead energy because they're dead. They need human energy for food. And so they go around and visit the places where there's lots of fear, and they suck off that energy, and they stay and haunt people. And that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the people in our lives love to haunt us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't change. You know, they just cross over
and
they just keep doing what they do. Keep haunting the hell out of everybody.
Right.
I'm joking with you, babe. I joke a lot. I'm sorry. This is how I amuse myself, constantly.
The ones that were loving,
hear me laughing
though,
all day long.
The ones that were loving, they come back too, but they're able to be exactly where they want to be. So when they're here, it's usually because we've invited them by simply thinking about them or talking about them, and they're here because they want to be here with us. And
I got to tell you something. This dog's
lucky. They still love us.
There's a bunch of dogs I can't get out of my head, and maybe you listeners are the same way. There's someone in your head who's stuck in your head, who's crossed over. Like, for an example, Lucky Dog, you know, that dog, he was tortured, and I wished I had been there for him, more present, and I was always up against chaos, a lot of chaos in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that kind of held true for, a couple of dogs, actually, but... Maybe a few. But no. And then the other dog that's stuck in my brain is one called Angel. I delivered puppies with it a couple years ago. My little Bella got impregnated by this Elvis Pelvis, and she became this little watermelon of a chihuahua, you know, a mini penny chihuahua, and she delivered six dogs. One of them, I had fallen asleep after exhaustion, and I didn't know. I thought she was done, and it suffocated. I tried to bring it back. It came alive. You told me it wasn't formed yet or something, but, you know,
sometimes, That's true. Sometimes a very, very young spirit or an infant spirit is not quite ready yet. They haven't quite decided what sex they want to be or what they were coming in order to learn in this life, that sort of thing. So they decide, okay, you know, I'm going to back up. It's like when you pull too far forward and you've pulled into a crosswalk, and then you realize, oh, I'd better back up. Somebody wants to cross in this crosswalk in front of me, and my car is blocking them. So that's sort of what it's like.
Oh, that is so cool, because that can apply to people who've lost their children too, right? Like very young or?
Yeah, it can apply to any infant spirit.
What about people who lose their kids when they're really young? I mean, what can possibly be behind that?
When the kids are how young?
Well, right now we're talking about super young being birthed, but I mean, when you lose them when they're 5 and 6.
It sort of depends. There are some who come in with a sort of a time stamp. You know, they have something important that they're here to do, and they're going to do it by a certain age. And once they've done it, there's just nothing else to do. And they're free to go and recycle themselves.
Well, one of the recent deaths is Prince, because not my dog Prince Charming. I'm talking about the entertainer Prince. I guess he really wanted to be here, huh? That was a total mistake, huh? But are there really any mistakes?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes, but you know, in a sense, they're not mistakes because you get another chance. It's not a failure sort of mistake. You get, you know, once you've crossed over, you get to start over. You get to,
that's
you
so
know,
cool.
You get a new painting canvas.
That is so
cool.
You get
to paint out, yeah, you get to paint out how you're going to come back and to what, you know, to what sort of role in life and, you know, to which people that you've loved before and what you're going to do for them and what they're going to do for you. And it is very cool. It's like starting with a whole new ball of clay or wax.
Well, you know, you said you actually could bring a message from my father, who was a Holocaust survivor. His family was expunged out of Spain during the pogroms, and then they ended up in Czechoslovakia and added an Ovich to their name. And then the Nazis came and, you know, took over everything and put everybody in their, you know, whatever they were, burners. And, you know, he actually snuck in to find his family because he was out gallivanting in the mountains of Czechoslovakia. And, you know, he was envisioning a future while he was encaved. You know, he was envisioning
now,
his
remember,
future.
You don't,
and this is...
you don't want to... Now, remember, Helene, you don't want to tell me too much because you want some of this to come out of me.
Okay.
So that I know I'm focusing on the right spirit when I get there. Now, he's pointing at my family's previous name, which was Chernus, before it was changed to Shaw when we came over here, because we escaped the pogroms as well. And so I'm catching that there's a similarity somehow, either that the name was changed, family name was changed, or that the family name had been sort of like Chernus for them as well before it was changed.
Huh. That would make sense. They had a lot of changing going on, you know. I mean, so much chaos.
Right.
They were being tortured and they were being kicked out of their homes, and it's happening like a pattern over and over and over. It, you know,
and
it's happened in my life.
He's pointing at a golden candelabra that's really, really big, and saying that there was something that looked like that that had to get left behind. It may not have been really made of gold, but it looked
like
that.
That's funny because I'm going to be leaving a candelabra with my landlord when I leave after having been here for eight years. It's from Israel.
That's what he's talking about. That's what he's talking about then, because, you know, he's saying there's something special about the candelabra, and he's saying that in order to let me know that I'm focused on the right spirit person.
Yeah, it felt like a confirmation, right?
Right. And
he's a very quiet
like,
guy.
Yeah, and I feel like his first name in life was short.
Avram.
Was it? What was it?
Avram Abraham, Avraham, Shmuel.
Okay.
Avram.
Okay. To me, that's a short. To me, that's a short first name. To me, that's a short first name. And I feel like he wasn't very tall either, and I say either because I'm only like 5'1" or 2" on a good day.
That's true.
So you got to understand. To me, tall and short. You know, taller is taller than me, and
yeah, he was
short
about
5'7". Is my height or shorter. Okay, so to me that's not very tall. And his wife, was she very slender?
Is or was? Yeah, she's a
was
lot.
She?
She's very slender.
Oh, she is. She is.
Oh, my dad's wife.
So
she's still alive.
Sometimes I pick up on the people who are still alive, and he's saying, you know, he's showing me a slender woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she wears skirts?
You know, it could be his mother he's referring to, but my mother, she wears everything. She's a little style diva. Another polar opposite of mine.
Okay, yeah, because he's showing me something about the fashion was very important to her, because he's pointing out that she looks really nice in skirts.
Okay. Yeah.
And,
he was into her legs, but she didn't like her legs. She was always complaining that her legs were bow-legged because she was starved in Poland.
Oh.
You know, she also, the Warsaw Ghetto. I mean, they pulled them out of their homes,
right,
and they were eating, you know, rotten potatoes, and she had a potato sack for clothing. That's probably why clothing was so important to her, because she was wearing potato sacks, and they were hiding on church floors from the Nazis, you know. And potato sacks.
Okay, so I'm focused on the right person, and he is, let's see, what's he saying? Is there anything in particular that you wanted to ask him?
Well, you know.
He's showing me balloons for some reason. I don't know why he's showing me a balloon.
It makes me want to cry. I don't know. If I cry, I can't talk about it. I'm all filled up with emotions. I can't talk.
Showing me a couple of blue balloons. Do you like balloons?
I'm looking at one right now. I actually have, a card with balloons on it. Yeah.
Oh, how cool! How cool is that? So he's saying look for balloons because that's a sign from him that he's watching over
Don't
you.
Don't tell that because my stalker will just start reading balloons everywhere. Okay. Just joking with you.
Okay, friends, this is Sue Hirsch. We're
Thank
down
you,
the last
the
2 minutes of our show. You're so welcome. Thanks for being on with me, Aline. It's the last 2 minutes of our show now of Conscious Wellbeing for You. Thanks, listeners, for being with us today. It's been
remind
absolutely
them about next
wonderful.
Week, okay? Susan, remind them of
yes.
what's going on next week.
Yes.
Where
next
are you going to be next
week? I will be in Lake Tahoe, and so Helene will be taking the show on her own, and I believe that we will have a guest speaker for you, and watch our blog, because let you know who's, yes, watch our blog.
Are you sure you
want
to do that?
You know.
Okay. They don't even know me, so they know you, they don't
Wait,
know me.
You keep interrupting me in the last 1 minute of the show when I'm
sorry,
trying
to
I'll
tell
shut people.
Up, I'll shut up,
watch
I'm sorry,
our blog.
I do that to everybody.
Watch.
Okay, no, there's 3 minutes.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm gonna just mute you then. There we go. Bye, Helene. So watch the blog because I'll let everybody know in the blog who the next guest speaker is. And that guest speaker will be talking to Helene on the air. And you can call in with questions for Helene and you can call in with questions for our guest speaker. And that will be a wonderful show. I'm lining up that guest speaker for you all right now. And have a wonderful week and weekend until our next show at 3 o'clock next week on Monday, 3 p.m. PST. Talk to you all later. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.